Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The LSTA's Complete Credit Agreement Guide, Second Edition, is a professional reference work on syndicated lending and credit agreement drafting in the global loan market. Written by Michael Bellucci and Jerome McCluskey, it is designed for lawyers, bankers, lenders, borrowers, and other market participants who need to understand how modern credit documents are structured and negotiated. The book reflects the major changes that have shaped the market since the global financial crisis, including more diverse lender groups, tighter regulation, cross-border financing activity, and the growth of structures such as covenant-lite deals. Rather than offering a general introduction to lending, it focuses on the actual terms and mechanics that govern real transactions. Its purpose is to explain how credit agreements operate, how risk is allocated, and where negotiated language can materially affect outcomes for each side of a deal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how syndicated credit agreements are built from core economic terms. A central value of the book is its systematic treatment of the foundational deal terms that make a syndicated loan function. It breaks the agreement into practical components such as commitments, loans, letters of credit, interest, fees, amortization, and maturity. This matters because the economic terms of a credit facility are not isolated clauses. They interact to determine pricing, liquidity, repayment timing, and the lender's actual exposure. By separating these provisions and explaining how they work together, the guide helps readers see why apparently routine drafting choices can change the commercial balance of a transaction. The emphasis on structure also makes the book useful as a drafting and review tool. Since syndicated loan documents are often negotiated under time pressure and require fast identification of where the material economics are embedded. Secondly, the credit protections that define lender risk and borrower flexibility. The book gives substantial attention to the sections that control credit quality over the life of the loan, especially conditions precedent, representations, covenants, guarantees, and security. These are the provisions that determine when funds can be advanced, what must remain true after closing, and how much operational freedom the borrower retains. Their importance is practical lenders rely on them to preserve value and detect deterioration early, while borrowers seek enough flexibility to run the business without constant technical breach risk. The guide is especially relevant in explaining how covenant packages and security structures work in modern agreements, including the trend toward fewer maintenance covenants in certain sponsor-backed or covenant-lite deals. This makes the book more than a clause catalog. It is a map of where control is negotiated in leveraged finance. Thirdly, default enforcement and the remedies that matter when a deal breaks down. Another important dimension of the guide is its focus on what happens when the transaction stops performing as intended. The chapters on defaults and enforcement explain the events that can trigger lender remedies, how those remedies are organized, and how enforcement interacts with the broader credit structure. This is crucial because distressed scenarios often expose ambiguities that are less visible during origination. The book also addresses defaulting lenders, which is important in modern syndicated lending, where one lender's failure can affect voting, funding, and enforcement dynamics for the rest of the syndicate. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how risk shifts once a borrower breaches the agreement, why enforcement rights are often carefully coordinated, and how documentation tries to prevent disorder in a multi-lender setting. Fourthly, voting agency assignments. And the administration of a multi-lender syndicate, the guide stands out for showing that syndicated lending is not only about borrower and lender economics, but also about governance among many parties. Its coverage of interlender issues, voting, agency assignments, participations, and disqualified lender lists explains how a loan can be owned by many institutions while still being managed as a single credit. This is a distinctive feature of the syndicated loan market, where administrative mechanics are essential to decision-making and transferability. The book clarifies how amendment thresholds, consent rights, and agency roles shape who can act, who can block, and how lenders enter or leave the syndicate. That perspective is valuable because a poorly understood voting or transfer provision can create strategic leverage or operational problems long after closing. The book therefore treats syndicated lending as a shared legal system, not just a financing contract. Lastly, how market evolution and regulation have reshaped modern credit documentation. A major strength of the second edition is its attention to the post-crisis evolution of the market. The guide does not present credit agreements as fixed-form documents. It shows how globalization, changing investor profiles, and tighter regulation have produced new drafting patterns and new product variations. It addresses developments such as Yankee loans, sponsor-driven transactions, and covenant-lite structures, while also covering borrower rights and regulatory developments. This broader market framing is important because many contract terms cannot be understood apart from the environment that produced them. The book explains why provisions have become more elaborate, why market participants now include a wider range of institutions, and why cross-border deals require greater sensitivity to legal and regulatory differences. In that sense, it functions both as a technical manual and as a history of recent market change. In conclusion, this book is best suited to practitioners and advanced readers who work with syndicated lending documents in any serious capacity. That includes finance lawyers, in-house counsel, bank professionals, credit investors, sponsors, and borrowers who need to understand not just what a credit agreement says, but why particular provisions matter in negotiation, administration, and enforcement. Its practical benefit is that it organizes a complex market into the actual moving parts of a modern facility, from economics and covenants to governance and transfer mechanics. Its intellectual benefit is that it connects those clauses to the wider evolution of the market after the financial crisis, making the documentation easier to interpret in context. What distinguishes it from many finance books is its single-volume, market-specific focus on syndicated credit agreements rather than general lending theory. It is especially valuable because it combines drafting sensitivity, market awareness, and transaction mechanics in one reference, making it a durable guide for both day-to-day deal work and deeper study of loan market structure. If you would like to support Michael Bellucci, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.